Welcome to an enlightening podcast from IslamPodcasts.com. We encourage our listeners to please comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please remind your family and friends to also visit IslamPodcasts.com for engaging discussions on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran, tafsir, seerah, and much more. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com as well as rate, review of iTunes.
Is the adoption of capitalist economics not the way forward for the Muslim world?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is in reality mere propaganda from the West. Capitalism may be dominant in an era when the global economy is worth over $60 trillion. We should, however, also certify it with its other achievements. The world economy may be generating record wealth with liberal democracies driving this, but half of the world's population will not have had enough food for today as they earn less than $2 a day. 95% of the world lives on less than $10 a day. World poverty has accelerated under capitalism. Capitalism's next success has been creating history's greatest ever wealth fault line. While the majority of the world barely survives on a few dollars, the U.S. has most of the world's billionaires and what is mankind's greatest lopsided world economy. In 2006, the World Institute for Development Economics Research of the UN released the culmination of a global study. A number of its findings are staggering. By gathering research from countries all over the world, the study concluded that the richest 1% of the world owns 40% of the planet's wealth, and that only 10% of the world's population owned 85% of the world's assets. Richard Robbins, in his award-winning book, Global Problems and the Culture of Capitalism, confirmed this when he said, quote, "The emergence of capitalism represents a culture that is in many ways and the most successful that has ever been deployed in terms of accommodating large number of individuals in relative and absolute comfort and luxury. It has not been a success, however, in integrating all in equal measure, and its failure has remains one of its major problems," end quote. Capitalism has failed in distributing wealth in any equitable manner. The need to constantly grow, perpetual economic growth, leads to boom and bust, and the financial markets have created chaos due to the short-term thinking. Capitalist economics causes greed and exploitation and fiat. Currencies cause price instability.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com.